Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is the Fitting Room Podcast. I'm your host, AJ Vopel, alongside Nate Adelman. And Nate, we are obviously, because you're right next to me, we are live at the PGA Show in Orlando, Florida. I am looking at a 5,000-pound epic driver head that is right in front of this makeshift podcast booth we set up. What do you think about all this?
Well, the PGA Show is a big ordeal. It's a golf club. It's someone who likes golf clubs, paradise.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it's also an exhausting week. And you know, AJ, you sound a little beat up today.
Listen, I don't want to talk about the last couple nights. Let's just say I had some fun talking with everybody in the industry and kind of, you know, going out with everybody. So everybody's here for the same reasons, conduct business and have a good time.
Yep.
And speaking of that, we have a pretty good guest on today, don't we?
Well, the PGA Show always attracts some of the biggest names in golf.
Right.
Whether it's guys in business, media, athletes, Hall of Famers, maybe, perhaps. And
is that
AJ.
A hint? Is that
AJ.
A hint?
I actually snagged us a Hall of Famer today.
Who we got?
We have Colin Montgomery.
Oh, boy.
World Golf Hall of Fame class of 2013. Former number two player in the world, Ryder Cup hero.
And he has a storied history with Callaway.
He's been there since the beginning.
Right.
And
OGBB.
Oh, yeah. And I have a feeling he's going to have a lot of stories to tell. And he's also very thoughtful about his equipment, so I think we'll learn something from him.
That's awesome. All right, so we will get to that in a second. But first thing, Epic Driver, available at retail, available online. We want to hear your fitting stories with it, so go out, try it out, and we want to hear your feedback on the Callaway community. So go to callawaygolf.com/community and tell us how your fitting went. We're very curious to hear the feedback, and you could read what other people are saying about it on the community as well. So if you're not a member, sign up immediately. It'll be great to hear their feedback and hear your feedback as
well.
And
we've already done one episode on Epic, and we have two more in the hatch.
Yep.
So check it out. And,
let's get to Colin.
In the market for new clubs, but aren't sure which ones you should be playing? Head on over to callawaygolf.com/custom fitting and try out one of our selector tools. It's quick, fun, and pretty much does all the thinking for you. That's callawaygolf.com/custom fitting. Now back to Nate and AJ.
All right, joining us here at the PGA Show in the Callaway booth is none other than World Hall of Famer Colin Montgomery. Colin, thank you so much for coming by. This is amazing.
Well, not at all. Delighted to be here. And isn't this fantastic? This is my first time. This PGA Merchandise Show. We usually play, because you've been probably watching the TV yourselves at this time of year, the Desert Swing. You know, we've been in Abu Dhabi, now Qatar, Dubai, so I've never really been here.
Right.
This is phenomenal.
Yeah,
this is mind-blowing, this whole thing. Is just,
if you like golf clubs, it's a good place to be.
If you like golf clubs, yes. this is the ultimate boy in a candy shop.
Oh,
this
goodness.
Is unbelievable. I'm seeing Callaway stuff I've never seen before, so I want to take it all with me. It's fantastic.
What about like when you go by the driving range section, you're like, that is a sweet yardage sign.
Oh, that is fantastic. I love it.
Wait, all the little gimmicks and little trinkets and stuff.
They are great. I mean, I could spend a week. Never mind a day, you know?
That's
superb.
So, Colin, you obviously have a long and storied history with Callaway dating back to the mid-90s,
yes,
in the late
indeed.
90s.
Yes,
So just talk a little bit about your history with Callaway.
Well, yeah, I first went over to Carlsbad in Callaway, and met Ely Callaway and Dick Helmstetter, the chief designer. That was the RCH on the shaft,
right.
Richard C. Helmstetter, a charming man. And he was the shaft man. And Ely Callaway was the brains,
right.
And the finance. And I arrived there in December 1994, and signed a deal with Callaway when I was just having won the Order of Merit, or the sort of money list for two years for the European Tour. And it was the time Callaway was really expanding. You know, the Big Bertha was out with asbestos in it that they had to change. You know, the good old anti-health days. And then the first iron came out, the first Callaway iron, which people looked at and thought, what the hell are these? You know, this is a shovel type thing. But my God, it performed. You know. And a lot of people were saying to me, well, why did you change? I was with Wilson Sporting Goods before. Mm-hmm. Why did you change, Monty? You've got two wins in the money list. You're rising in the world rankings. You're in the top 10 in the world now. Mm-hmm. Why change? my 63, the second round in Dubai, the second round of the year, changed their view.
Yeah, that'll shut them up real quick.
68, 63, and that shut everybody up.
Oh, that's amazing.
And since then, I've had a love affair with Callaway and with the people associated with the company and also with the technology and the R&D development that's been with the company.
Awesome, awesome.
The R&D has certainly come a long way as well over the time you're here. What has been one of the most, let's say, leap-through products that when you got your hands on it was like, whoa, you guys are doing some work back there?
Yeah, I think the Great Big Bertha was a great club in its day back in the mid-90s, late 90s. The Great Big Bertha was a super, super driver. The irons, I used to use the steelhead irons. That name has now, you know, come up again. It's been reignited. The steelhead irons, the X14, X12s. Remember these clubs, guys? Yeah. I tell you what, you still see some in amateurs' bags in the good clubs. There's nothing wrong with them to this day.
Right, and they're in the bags of a lot of our listeners, too.
Yeah, they are.
That X14 is hard to knock off.
I know, it's true.
The X14, I used the Pro version. There was an X14, X14 Pro. I used the Pro version because it was less offset, and I wanted at that time to fade the ball, so I had less offset than my clubs. A club with more offset enables you to draw the ball more. This enabled me to fade the ball, which I wanted to do. But I think the big innovation, and since you talk about, you know, Callaway, but the Ping Answer putter was a revelation in its day, and it's now 50 years old, I believe, and it hasn't really, you know, putters are still to this day. You get the Scotty Camerons, you get the Odysseys, you get it's not that different, to be honest.
Right.
The Ping Answer putter, you know, but then Callaway came out with a two-ball putter.
Yes.
And that was a big, big change. Yeah. That was a, if you say what was the one club that really put Odysseys Callaway on the map, was the two-ball putter.
Yeah.
It was something very different, and it worked.
Yeah.
And it worked. People could aim at the hole for the first time. And I see it around. I play Pro-Ams Wednesday, Thursday, every week now, and there's a lot of two-ball putters still in the bags.
Right. Oh, it's still probably one of our most popular head shapes, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That and the number seven shape.
Yeah, the number seven, which was a really copy of the two-ball, really.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
That size.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about the bags that you see. In particular, let's talk about your bag. What is the process that you go through to when it's time to replace a club or when someone gives you a club to try? What's the process that you go through to get a club in your bag?
Well, it's got to be better than the one I've got.
Right.
Okay? And I think there's a big error here and a number of times where a lot of companies market the club extremely well, but is it actually better than the one I've got in my bag?
Right.
You know, am I going to be confident over the ball? And I see it in amateur games, and I'm speaking on behalf of you listeners here. Say, you know, I don't like my three wood, but hey, it's a three wood shot, but I don't like it. Well, what chance have you got?
Right.
What chance has this guy got of hitting this thing well?
Zero.
He's pulled out the bag. He's pulled this club out the bag. He doesn't like it. So the number one thing I've got to do is people ask me, what's your favorite club? The only thing I can say is all 14.
Nice. That's a good answer to be able to say that.
I'm going to start saying that
right?
now. I love
all
that.
All 14. How can I possibly pull out a bag that I think's favorite to another one? But that's what amateurs do. And they pull. You've got to like every club in your bag, right? Yep. And amateurs have the freedom to put any club in the bag.
Right.
So right now I've got the freedom in the bag. So here we go. So I've got an Epic driver.
Excellent.
Because it's better than my other one.
Right.
Right. Yep. Now I'm not demeaning the XR16 because it was a good club. Mm-hmm. The XR16 Pro I had was a good golf club. What I found with the Epic is two things in the Epic driver ahead of the XR16. One is slightly longer, which at 53 years old is lovely. Okay? Right? And the second thing is it's more forgiving. Yep. A lot more forgiving.
Yep.
Now, Great Big Bertha Epic, you know, a lot of it's longer. Length. For me, the most important part of a driver is forgiveness.
Right.
I am a good iron player because I'm on the fairway.
Right.
Okay? The only reason I'm a good iron player is because I've got a decent lie.
Right.
I'm on the fairway. So, number one, forgiveness and length. It gives me a hair more length, great, but it also more importantly, it gives me forgiveness.
So Monty, when you were testing Epic Driver,
yes.
Do you test it in front of a track man, or is it more of a sight thing, or is it a field thing, or like kind of how do you kind of...
It's very difficult. Initially, yeah. We're on the TrackMan machine.
Right.
And it says, yes, the figures are better. The launch is better because my launch is low. Mm-hmm. I have an old-fashioned swing. I hit down in the ball, so I've got a minus launch.
Right.
As opposed to the young guys now have this positive launch.
Yep.
So I need a driver. Mine's 10.5 degrees plus one put on it. So my drive is 11.5 degrees.
Interesting.
Right? Because I need as much launch as possible to get this ball airborne, right? I'm not hitting it on the ground. Don't get wrong. I don't top it often, but you get the idea.
Right.
But so it's launch monitor to start with, but there's nothing better than getting a number of Callaway golf balls. I use the Chrome Soft X, right, which is a great golf ball.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever would produce a golf ball between a Pro V1 and a Pro V1X, which has been the standard for a long number of years, this Chrome Soft X is in the middle of the two. Mm-hmm. And if I ever was to use a ball, I think the best ball in the world would be something between the Pro V1 and the Pro V1X.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be the perfect golf ball.
We totally. Got to get you in the market.
The market, I know. Yeah. Seriously.
And, right? And this Chrome Soft X is in the middle of the two. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's the perfect golf ball.
Nice.
Right?
That's awesome.
So what I do is I mark up a few of them. In fact, I use a true viz high viz thing.
Yep.
A football. We call it a soccer ball. And I hit three or four with the XR 16 Pro, and I hit three or four with my Epic. Yep. And then I change the setting on the Epic. You know, the fit, you can fit it to you as opposed to you having to fit the club now.
Yep.
The club fits to you.
Yep.
And then I get the most out of it. And I see, okay, now where's the XR 16? Okay, well, it's back there a wee bit. And I see the diversion of the shots as well. And the Epic was very, very close. I can hit the fairways now. I can stand up, and I know I haven't put the swing on it that I really want to put on the ball, but it's on the fairway.
Right.
Really, isn't that everything?
That's everything.
And every amateur listening,
especially
here,
for amateurs.
Every amateur listening, if you drive the ball well, if an amateur drives the ball well, he usually scores.
Right.
Scores better.
Right.
By being on the fairway. Usually what happens, you make 7 or 8 in a hole. It usually comes with, I just missed the fairway on the right, or I was in the rough on the right. Mm-hmm. Very rare do you make an 8 or a 7 or 8 by going, well, I ripped it down the middle.
Well, you haven't seen me play.
That's my golf superpower. 300 down the middle, chunk the wedge.
Yeah, well, you're on
three putt.
Let's forget you. I'll just talk to AJ here. That's what usually happens. Very rare do I make a double bogey from the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why this forgiveness of this Epic is great. So that's my driver.
Yep. So when you get a new driver head, do you typically like to put it on the same exact shaft, or will you find it?
I do. The first thing I do is put it straight on the same shaft.
Oh, okay.
One, it's the same length. Mm-hmm. Two, it's the same weight.
Yeah.
Because I'm given the head weight. I think I'm about 204 grams in my head weight of my driver, and Callaway know that.
Right.
It's on their computers. So any head that I get from Epic is that weight.
I think they call that the VIP list.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, you're on the VIP list.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was
standard. Right.
That's great.
That's awesome.
All that means is the shaft is going to perform the same.
Right, yeah.
Because it's this head weight, right? And it's the same length.
Yeah.
So the first thing I do is try that. And it really should work, because by now I've got the shaft down. I use a hazardous yellow shaft, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say weak shaft, but it's 5.5. Mm-hmm. Most shafts are 7.0, 6.5s nowadays, 6 if you're weak. Yeah. I'm 5.5. I don't want to struggle with it. Right. I don't care what the bloomin' thing says on the shaft.
Right.
I want to find out where it goes. I haven't got a big ego about this game.
And love that.
Too many amateurs think, okay, you know, hey, X.
Right,
you know,
X.
7.0.
Right.
Well, put that away. That's like a board. You're not getting anything out of that. There's no flex in that shaft at all. Mine's 5.5. I can swing the club. I don't have to swing it at 120 miles an hour to get something out of it. I can swing it at my speed is about 108 miles an hour through the club head speed. And that corresponds with my swing and my smash factor, whatever it is, to 5.5.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not, hey, you know, that's a regular shaft, really, 5.5, they say. It's between a regular and stiff.
Yep.
Yeah. Fine for me. I'm not, and putting the ego to one side in golf is a big deal for people.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of these believers as well. If I can't get there with an 8, I tell you what, I've got a great secret. I'm going to hit 7.
I knew it.
You know?
That's awesome.
But most amateurs,
yeah,
if I can't get with an 8, I'm bloody well going to try.
Right. Yep.
I'm going to try. I'm going to do my tin cup. And I tell you what, I don't care how many balls I'm losing. I'm getting there with this blooming 8 iron. Well, I don't mind hitting a 6, you know? And if I can't get there with a 6, I tell you what, another thing. I've got a 5.
You got a 5 in the bag.
I've got a 5 in the bag. That's why I've got 14 of them.
Right.
And that's why they're all my favorite clubs.
Bonnie, are you available for hire? I could use this advice more often, for
Come
sure.
So how about moving down the bag a little bit?
Moving down the bag, Epic 3-wood, great club.
Yeah.
Hotter than my XR16. Mm-hmm. XR16's a good club, don't get me wrong. Epic 3-wood. Hot. Yeah. Nice. I have an Apex hybrid club, a 20-degree club, which I've had for a while. Small head is the pro head. Great out of rough, great utility club, really. Yeah. And my irons are unusual for a Callaway staff player. I use the Callaway Legacy irons.
Oh, yeah.
Stenson as well.
Stenson uses
the 2012 model. I use the 2010 model.
Okay.
Designed by Roger Cleveland. Really made for the Japanese market.
Right.
The Japanese and the German market it was made for. Mainly because they can afford them.
Yeah, right.
I'm in a very fortunate position that I don't actually have to pay. But almost a Miura of forging, if your listeners understand what I'm trying to say. Very soft forging. A real elite club in many ways.
Yeah.
You can't really get it over here. Mm-hmm. What I have seen over here is the Steelhead Pro, which is a very similar shape. The new Steelhead Pro, the dark cast head, good head. And I'm going to hopefully change to that over the years because I'm running out of heads of the Legacy.
I was going to say, they still make them.
They don't make them.
Steelhead also has the face cup in it, which will help Legacy.
Well, at 53 years old, length is something that I'm always looking for. The shaft in my clubs is another Japanese shaft called Shimada. A Shimada light shaft, 115 grams, as opposed to normally 120, 125.
Right.
Shimada light, again, around about the 5.5 mark, so nothing too stiff, nothing too that I can't feel. I need to feel the head of the club. I have a very unique swing where I'm quite slow, I'm quite almost in slow motion, my swing, so it's all feel. So I've got to feel that. My wedges are the Mac Daddy 3s or whatever they're called nowadays.
There's
a bit of lead tape in the back of them, so I don't know what it says. again, with a very regular shaft in my wedges. I use a regular shaft, a KBS regular shaft, which again is light, and it gives me feel.
Yeah.
And I've just switched my putter. Has just switched from a wide 1 Pro insert, which was a sort of standard model. Jim Furyk's model that he won, that he shot 58.
Right? Yeah, that he shot.
Good putter.
Makes putts.
Not bad, makes putts. Yeah. And I've just switched recently to the O-Works, the new micro hinge face insert there, which does, you can't argue with physics on this one, it does get the ball rolling quicker on the green. It doesn't skid and then roll.
Right.
Most putts start off with a hair of backspin, and then it starts rolling. This ball starts off, obviously, I have to do with a hair, but it starts rolling on the greens a lot quicker. And if you get the ball rolling quicker on a green, it holds its line better.
Right. No, that's awesome. And now, once you have your bag, once you have all your clubs made up, your bag is ready, do you like to tinker with them at all?
Maybe no, the first thing I do is copy it.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Right? So I've got
Smart
a spare
move.
Set.
Yep.
First thing I do is copy it. I've got a spare bag. Spare clubs, spare everything, but it's an exact copy, exact as you can do, because you make up two clubs, they're not quite the same. You know, right?
Yeah.
But as exact as it can be, and as exact copy, lying in my house in London, ready to go, just in case I happen to unwillingly lose my bag, or my bag gets stolen, or something happens to the bag in transit.
Has that ever happened to you?
Spare. Yes, it has.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Once. I was flying to Prestwick. which on the labels, you know, the three labels on the airline codes, mm-hmm. Prestwick was PWK, Prestwick in Scotland. It ended up in Peking.
Oh, jeez.
Which was PK something.
That's not very close.
It's now Beijing. So it ended up right. going around. So there was a set of Callaway clubs going around a carousel in Peking Airport. Right. They must have thought, what the hell is this about, you know?
That's so fun. That's
so no
awesome.
Wonder I lost them.
That's awesome. Oh, I actually have a question. I'm actually curious. Your grips.
Yes.
What size are them, and do they? Do you have any additional wraps underneath them, or okay. kind of what's your grip setup?
Well, interesting. Again, I'm trying to get feel of the club face, yeah. so and I'm particularly big hands.
Right.
So I use the Golf Pride plus four grips. So I've got plus four down the right-hand side. I don't like a lot of taper on the grip.
Yeah.
And it's just one layer straight on mid-size.
Okay.
A mid-size grip. Yep. Which is slightly unfortunate because they are heavier, mm-hmm. and it takes away the head weight. So what I do in that case is because they are 10 grams heavier than a normal grip, I put about 5 grams of lead shot down the shaft at the very base of the shaft, right?
This is Nate. Okay. Yeah, Nate, look at his chops over
funny,
here. Right?
Yeah, funny is I use that same grip, and I have to add weight myself to
well,
the tip. Yeah.
Well, because they are heavier, and because they're thicker, it takes away the feel of the head of the club.
Yeah.
So I put about 5 or 6 grams of lead shot down the shaft. Now, not on the back of the club, because what I want to do is slow down, because I tend to overfade the ball, I overcut the ball, if anything. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is, with that weight being in the heel of the club, by physics, it says that the heel of the club is heavier, and therefore the toe of the club is lighter, the toe's going to come through a hair quicker, mm-hmm. because it's lighter.
Right.
So therefore it straightens my fade up. So it actually benefits me in both ways. Yes, I've got a grip that works, and I've now straightened up the head as well. So it works in both ways.
Oh, that's awesome. Great, great. All right, well, Colin, listen, we don't want to keep you too long.
Well, not at all. It's been great to visit with you lads. And I hope the viewers, you know, and
they're going to love this. Are you kidding
and
me?
And it's great.
If I'm going to give one lesson, one
please,
advice
please.
To your listeners, please, is I can guarantee every man listening here, a handicapped golfer, women are exempt, every man would grip the club at address with more tension and heavier than I do. I grip the club about 2 or 3 out of 10 at address.
Holy cow.
I'm harder gripping it, and that allows me to do the most important thing in my swing, is get back as far as possible, right? So if I'm giving one tip here, light hands at address.
Love that.
Please, everybody.
That's
or
amazing.
Lighter. By all means, at the top of the swing, grip up, yes, but to get there, light hands at address.
Excellent. Love
it's, it. It's nice to hear someone so thoughtful about their equipment, and right. thank you for sharing that with us. It was
well,
wonderful.
Not at all. Yeah. It's yeah. it's my job. Yeah. It's my job. And if I was a racing car driver, I'd want the best car too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Hall of Famer for a reason. Yeah. So thanks so much, Colin. It was
not
an absolute
delighted
pleasure
to meet
talking
you both.
To you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Cool.